The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
I've come to say thank you. I have come to say thank you. I, Jesus, have come to say thank you. I'm here, even in this meeting, and I'm here, and I am the one that moved my servant to even bring you up, that I may say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for standing. Thank you for bearing. Thank you for bearing. Thank you for standing. Thank you for standing even for many. Yea, because you stood, I've been able to harvest many. And yet I will yet harvest even much more. Yea, I will yet bring much more. Because you've stood even in adversity. You stood, you did not deny my name. Neither did you deny my faith. But you stood. You stood. You stood for me. You stood for me even amidst contradictions. Even amidst contradictions of life. Even amidst questionings of men. Even amidst questionings of women. Even in this land, you did not run away. You did not go away. You stayed. You stayed with me. You stayed with me. You stayed with me. You tarried. You tarried. You tarried with me. You stayed with me. You endured. You will endure. You endured. And you endured. You endured all of it. You bore the shame. Yeah, you bore the shame. Yeah, you bore the shame. Even for my name. Even for my name. That my name, even my name, might be glorified in the land of Ondo. Yeah, I will always remember you. I will always remember you. I will always remember you for every soul that I draw even to myself in the land of Ondo. Yeah, you are truly my mine, even my daughter, even my daughter, even my own daughter that I have raised even in the land of Ondo. Yeah, you are mine. You are mine and you are mine. And through you I will still reach many. Even much more, see the Lord. I will still reach many. I will still touch many. I will yet raise even ministers. I will yet raise even ministries. I will yet raise even ministers and ministries, even from this land. And it is because you stood. Yeah, you stood. Yeah, you stood. You did not deny my name. You bore the testimony. Even the testimony of faith. Even the testimony of my name. Yeah, I will yet remember you. I will glorify you. I will beautify you. For the things which have been declared, even the things that have been said, will not just be spoken, but I will perform it in your life. Yeah, I will beautify you with salvation. I will beautify you with my salvation. I will beautify you with my salvation. For I have marked you for salvation. Yeah, I will beautify you. I will beautify you before the eyes. Even before the eyes of all. Even before the eyes of many. That they might know. That they might know. That they might know that you are my own. Even in Ondo, hear the Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Hallelujah. We have before us publishing salvation. In our family altar, we were looking at the book of Acts. I can't remember for how long we've been on the book of Acts. We take a chapter, we go through. And each time I look at what is there, it's very, very different from what obtains in our churches. We have left the path of salvation. We have charted another path for ourselves. We have decided to major in the minors and to minor in the major. What the Lord called His church to do is salvation. It is not first of all healing. It is not prosperity. Prosperity is good. Healing is good. But that's not the focus. We have shifted focus. And one thing this program is going to do is to bring us back. Amen. Go and read through the book of Acts and look at the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles is supposed to show you the pattern to follow as a minister and as an individual. It's good to pray for the people. It's good. If all you ever hear in your church is God will make you rich, start praying for your pastor. And if all you ever hear is divine encounter, not divine encounter like the one I will want to talk about, but encounter so that you become a billionaire, start praying for your pastor. There is something more. There is more to church. There is more to Christianity. And the core of Christianity is Christ. And the core of what He wants done is salvation. We got born again so that we could become His image. For image formation is the reason we got born again, so that He can bring us to Himself. Hallelujah. I look at the topic, publishing salvation. We are publishing it. He didn't say publish salvation. We can't publish it once. I look at the month of February. We were looking at salvation every day and we didn't finish it. And we can never finish it. Our generation will never finish it. Generations to come will not finish it. Until God rounds up the time and this dispensation is finished, we shall keep seeing new things about salvation. But the publishing of salvation is very, very important. Because like I said, publishing salvation, like we have it, is a continuous thing. We are supposed to keep talking about it. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's supposed to be our life. We are supposed to walk in this life. We are supposed to walk in it and show it. When we are publishing something, we declare it. We proclaim it. We preach it. We spread it abroad. We make it known. Many people don't know salvation. Many people only know church. And they know the name of churches. Hallelujah. But there is need to go beyond that at this season. There is need to go beyond church. There is need to go beyond my GO. That word has never occurred in Eternal Life Embassy. Hallelujah. We have senior pastor. Servants, we are all servants. A publisher declares. You declare. And what are you declaring? Salvation. We declare salvation. We carried the tidings. A publisher has a message for the people. During the days of John the Baptist, the Jews came to him. They said, "You are preaching. Who are you?" He didn't have anything to say. He didn't have any title to give them. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. What do you cry? What are you saying? What are you saying? I am the voice of one that is crying. I cry. And what is he crying? He's crying what the Lord put in his heart to cry. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make the path straight, the crooked path straight. Let the valleys be filled up. Let the mountains be leveled." That was what John the Baptist was saying. Because he was a publisher. He was not just an ordinary person. Many had come and gone, but they didn't have what he had. He had a commission to publish this man, to make him known, to show him. Hallelujah. And that is what our lives are about. Hallelujah. I'm speaking majorly about publishing, the publisher. Like I said, the publisher has a message. The message of salvation is what we have been talking about. All the passages where this topic is taken from, Romans 10:15, it says, "How beautiful the feet of them that bringeth good tidings." Nahum 1:15, "Behold, upon the mountains their feet." Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who are bringing good tidings." Isaiah 49 says, "O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the mountain." Hallelujah. If we look at these verses that I have said, the Bible talks about the beautiful feet. Why are the feet of those publishing salvation beautiful? Their feet are beautiful because of the message they carry. Their works are beautiful because of the message they carry. We have been told that the feet talks about the work. The work. How we walk. So these people are not just walking anyhow, but they carry the message of salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to see how beautiful upon the mountains. Let's go to Isaiah 52:7. Let's start from there. It says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings." These passages talk about the mountain. The message of salvation is from the mountain. If you have not gotten to the mountain, you cannot get the message of salvation. That message belongs to the mountain. Hallelujah. And if we look at it, Isaiah 40:9, it says, "O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God." I want us to go to chapter 52:7. "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth." Some people preach to Zion. Hallelujah. They said to Zion, "Thy God reigneth." Some people were there, and I believe that is Joshua himself. that was upon that mountain and was preaching to Zion, that said unto Zion, Thy God reigns. Thy God reigns. And then in chapter 40, like I said, chapter 40 verse 9, he says, Oh Zion, Zion is now bringing good tidings. But initially, Zion had to be preached to. Zion had to be opened up. Zion had to be told, Thy God reigneth. Zion now picked it. What is Zion being told? That bringeth good tidings. Zion must get to the mountain to be able to take this message. And you are the one that must get to this mountain to take the message. The message of salvation is not found lying low. It's a hidden message. In my days, all we knew was be born again. Beyond the initial salvation, and that was why some people backslid, because there was much more to Christianity than giving your life to Christ. There was much more to it. What was much more to it? Many in my generation didn't get into it. Hallelujah. If you are here, you are the younger generation, and all you know is to be born again. You have not arrived, though. You are at the starting point. Hallelujah. Because this message of salvation, it is not animals that we publish it. It is you and I that we publish it. No, we must get to the mountain. We must get to the mountain, and that is where we are going to pick the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want us to see that verse 40. There is so much consolation in that verse 40. Oh Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. Hallelujah. In chapter 52, how did he describe it? How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. But Zion is now to get onto the high mountain. That's the mountain of the Lord where he resides. Hallelujah. We are going to bring down salvation from there. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 40 verse 9, it says, Get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Hallelujah. You cannot publish salvation without strength, because you will be intimidated. Like Pastor had said at one time, why is it that all the hidden scriptures, they are the ones you are bringing out? The ones that doesn't have relevance, according to them, they are the ones you are bringing out. Unfortunately, these are the scriptures that has more relevance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need strength. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. I say unto us, we are not going to be afraid of publishing salvation. We are not going to be afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Remember, Zion has been preached to. Zion has been told, Your God reigneth. Zion is now out to say, Behold your God. Behold your God. When you are beholding, you are not just looking. Beholding is different from looking. Beholding is an intense looking. A fixing of your gaze and a fixing of your heart. Hallelujah. At this season, the Lord is going to strengthen us. He's going to strengthen us. And we are not going to be afraid. We are going to be strengthened to be able to say to the people, Behold your God. Hallelujah. I want us to see briefly Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. I want us to see the mountain. The mountain that is being referred to here. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days, this dispensation, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. That's the high mountain. and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow, and many people shall go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. We will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. They are waiting. People are waiting. They are waiting for you. They are waiting for me. Where the mountain is, it is the mountain of the Lord's house. The mountain of the Lord's house. It is established on the top of the mountains. And we are to go high. We are to go there. And what is he going to do to us? He will teach us his ways. He will teach us his ways. Jesus is the way, is the truth, is the life. He is salvation. He's the one that will teach us. We don't have to be in the lowland. We don't have to be in the lowland. We need to go up, up to the mountain where we will be taught his ways. He will teach us his ways. He will teach us to walk in his path. For out of Zion shall come publishers. We shall not be afraid. We are strengthened. A publisher has a message. A publisher is a messenger. If you see any publisher that doesn't have a message, and the message is not two, the message is one. The message is salvation. Inside that package called salvation is every other thing. Every other thing is there. In that salvation is every other thing. When we understand what we are saying, when we understand what is meant by salvation, we will know that salvation is an encompassing message. It houses everything. Everything that is Christianity is in salvation. And that is why we are not going to neglect so great a salvation. We are not going to neglect it. We are going to run after it. So there must be a message. What is the message? 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 says, God is light. In him is no darkness at all. That's the message of salvation. God is light. Shall you know that what some people call light is actually darkness? I was responding to a post on WhatsApp at one time. Some people annoyed me and provoked me. I've been so gentle. And you know, those who knew in those secondary school area days, I might look quiet. I could be troublesome. If you know, you know. They were just saying some jargons about tithing. I started tithing in the late 70s. Nobody can tell me tithing is not. They provoked me. Do you know what how I replied? I said, what some people call wisdom in some quarters is foolishness. And what some people call light in some quarters, it is darkness. Oh, come and see reaction. I had said, I had spoken, Mo washimbi obenu panu. Let what I have said, the bomb, be raging. Hallelujah. God is light. What some people call light is actually darkness. It says, if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? The only light is found in Yehoshua. Salvation. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. I want us to go to Acts chapter 13 and see the life of Paul. In Acts 13, the early missionary journeys of Paul, I think it was his first missionary journey, like we will call it, when he got to Antioch and there was katakata. I just look at the life of Paul. He knew how to trouble the Jews. He will get there. They'll be having their their washings and killings and things like that. They'll be doing their own jeje. He will just enter. While he's seated, they are the ones that will say, "Come, what do you have to share?" And by the time he bombards them with salvation, they will say, "No, this cannot be. If there's any man that had troubled the Jews, Pharisees, Sadducees, kudos to Paul." So here in Antioch, after the Jews had said they don't want him, and he turned to the Gentiles, 46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you." That is the word of salvation. "But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." What do I have to say about this? If some people will not receive this message, turn to another person. There are others. Publishing salvation is for how many? For all. "For some had the Lord commanded us, saying, I have said thee to be a light to the Gentiles." What salvation brings is light. "That thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." Paul was sent as light. "I have said thee to be a light to the Gentiles." Himself, his person, is light to the Gentiles. What he carries is what makes him to be light, and that is what we should be. "Light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto all the ends of the earth." And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. That was a man that has the message. He has the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus himself said, this message of salvation must be preached, must be published. So what else do you want? Check it in Mark 13:10. He said, the message must be what? Published. Published, published, shown, 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 everywhere. Hallelujah. I want us to see Paul as he stated his ministry in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, first ministry to Corinth. 1 Corinthians 2, I read from verse 1. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom." That is not salvation. "Declaring unto you the testimony of God." What he was declaring was not the excellency of speech or of wisdom. Many of us, we pride ourselves in diction. Salvation is not diction. Salvation is not proper pronunciation. Salvation is bringing forth from within you that which has been formed there, which is light, which is of the Lord. Wherever you find yourself, your tenses may not be correct, but be correct in what is coming forth from you. Make sure you are correct. Hallelujah. "Declaring unto you this, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." That's it. The salvation message is declaring Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You obtain the initial salvation and then you get into the process of salvation of the soul. And I was with you in weakness. I want us to see. We want to be publishers, Abby. And let's look at this man. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Is this fear contradicting the one we read in Isaiah? No. The fear that what you are carrying, you must deliver intact. If you don't have that fear of God that I want to deliver, if you pride yourself in your revelation and your diction, you are in trouble. What you are delivering, it might be correct in what you are saying, but the spirit of salvation, the spirit of Christ coming forth, is lacking.
Hallelujah. Matrix fist to coast to coast to fish to stush fish to stiffly d It's a generation that does not want to hear the word fear. It's a generation that is what that is against fear. It does not want to know fear. But yea, in God there is fear. There is a measure of God which is known as fear, which is called fear. For even your fear, because he was careful not to miss it. He prayed and was heard in that he feared. He prayed and was heard in that he feared. Because it's a measure of God that brings a man to accuracy. It's a measure of God in which if a man does not come into, he will not be accurate. His service will not be accurate. Yeah, it is a dimension. It is a measure in God which every soul must receive. An administration of God that must be given to every man who approaches to handle holy things, who approaches to publish salvation, who approaches to carry precious seed. Such a heart must know fear. Such a heart must receive the ministrations of fear. For if fear is not present, that which is precious will not be delivered safely. That which is precious will not be done with diligence. Yea, every man that has trod this path came to fear. Even your Savior feared, in that he feared that he may not miss it. Your soul must appreciate and arrive at fear if you will publish salvation effectively.
Thank you, Lord. In fear and in much trembling. It's not the fear of this world, the reverence for God. Your heart must tremble, because what you want to deliver is God himself. So you should not just approach it carelessly. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The real word of God will always contain the Spirit and life. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. When we preach with ourselves, when I am the one, and my speech is just diction, and I know how to combine my words, maybe everything will be doing zim, 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 or jin, 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 jin. Huh? I hope we all know what I'm saying. What you will give the people will be the wisdom of men and not salvation. I want to round off with this. There was a man that didn't wait to complete his course in Acts. I've always wondered about Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8. With the persecution that arose after the death of Stephen, Philip went to Samaria and preached. Verse 9 says, there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the city use sorcery and bewitch the people, on and on like that. Verse 10 says, this man, the people said, is the great power of God. Okay. 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. And then he jumped. He wouldn't wait. The problem with Simon was that there was too much in him to be gotten rid of. He was in witchcraft. He had deceived the people. He had the love of money. Many, many other things. Our mommy in the house was telling us about sanctification yesterday. Sanctification is part of salvation. This man, after the initial sanctification of his spirit, did not wait. He wanted to jump into the ministry. And he made the mistake of his life to open his mouth and talk to Peter and John, saying, give me this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. What am I trying to say here? And Peter said, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gifts of God may be purchased with money. It's not with money. I know some people buy pastorate position with their money in some churches. It's not right. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. We must come publish with a right heart in the sight of God. And unfortunately, pastor himself cannot be the one that will see your heart except God exposes you to him. It's in the sight of God. Repent. If we need to turn around, this is just the first of so many. Turn around. Look at yourself, where you are, and change position. When you turn, turn to God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness. Many of us, we carry wickedness in our heart, and pray to God, if perhaps the thoughts of thy heart may be forgiven you. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. And I want to say in closing, the road is so long. You are so wearied. Hebrews 12:3. Please help me to project it for everyone. Hebrews 12:3. It says, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. The journey is not short. It's very long. It's long. But we can make it. We can make it. We can make it. We can make it. I want us to sing this song as we go before the Lord this evening. I hope somebody will help me. When your pathway seems so long, when temptation seems so strong, when your strength is almost gone, that's the time to press on. Come on, PJ, I know you know it.
When your pathway seems so long, when temptation seems so strong, when your strength is almost gone, that's the time to press on.
Let me sing again.
When the pain seems so strong, when temptation seems so strong, when
my strength is almost gone,
that's the time to press on. When the pain seems so long,
open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth at this time. It's bound to be like that at night. Don't say I want to quit.
Hallelujah. How was that? We're blessed. That was enlightening, powerful, instructive. Father, we thank you. We give all the praise to you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for helping your daughter. Thank you, God, for being a strength. Thank you for helping her to deliver to us, to our hearts, this portion of your grace. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. Can we give the Lord a big hand for Mama? Please do that very well. That is just a nice, good meal to start with. To tell us that salvation is message. Salvation is not miracle. Now listen to it. You see, sometimes why we have issues with this message or with this preaching is that we react in the flesh. You don't want to say anything against what it seems to stand for, you get angry. No, you don't have to get angry. It's about pleasing the Lord. Now, don't think about it. That after you have done all you have done, and the Lord say, I didn't send you doing that. How do you feel? How do you feel? So at this time, I want us to know that it's a must that God must be pleased. At Jordan, God spoke concerning Jesus. He has not done one thing. He said, this is my well-beloved son in whom he has not done anything. His personality was pleasing because he's a light. That is the true light that lighted every man. So, don't rush to please God. Let God teach us how to please him. So that the agenda of God can further in our days. Thank you, Mama, for... I told that Mama has crossed, eh? Mama has moved from our generation into a new day. There are not many in that generation that can preach what she has preached now. They can preach good message, but to preach in light of the truth of the gospel is a great help.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.